With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Turn It Down Radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands. Coming from the perspective of complete freedom. Coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth. So Turn It Down Radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you see, real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light. Let's chant it down, so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down a little bit, so we can process all. Make the switch and elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generators wanna start the whole thing. With the message demonstrated, we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host, Loomis. This is Chant It Down Radio. ChantItDownRadio.com is the website. This is episode 123. And this is a follow-up of last year's 5G show, 5G, the Invisible Prison. So yes, we're going to get into the delightful subject and cheerful subject of 5G. I know it's not the most uplifting subject matter, but it is important info that we all need to know to understand that the future that we're hurtling towards is not such a good idea. So we'll get into that, and today's guest is Max Egan. So if you are into looking in a series of shows, this is going to be a little confusing, but this is the fourth part of the EMF Pollution series in the series of shows page on the website. Also, it all interconnects with all the other information I've talked about with chemtrails, so go into the Real Skyfall series for that. It's all related, and it all needs to be listened to and understood by everybody around. This year's show kind of evolved differently. I have all three guests from last year, Max Egan, Ilana Freeland, and Matt Landman, but I've broken them up into segments with just them each, and it's sort of gone a little differently, so I decided to cut it into two halves. So this half is Max Egan, and then I will be on the other side with my comments and everything.
This is a continuation of the subject matter. Go to those shows, 104 and 105, first, listen to that, especially if you just think that 5G is just about new, faster download speeds. You have a lot to learn, a lot to listen to, and this is just an advancement of that, so please, listen to those first. And there is no fear-mongering on Chant It Down Radio. I'm never trying to bring you to a fear place, just a place of awareness and understanding, and this is just a place to get you to understand what we're going into, and that we're never trying to bring you down. Still enjoy life like you always did. Well, anyway, without further ado, listen to Max Egan, and I'll catch you on the other side with my comments. All right, everyone. He almost needs no introduction, but today's guest is Max Egan, filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, radio show host, speaker, activist. His show is Surviving the Matrix. It has around 175,000 subscribers. Man of wisdom, spouts out the truth and chants down the system. Welcome back to the show, Max Egan.
Good to be here, brother. Thanks for asking me back home.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks a lot, Max. So we talked about a year ago, and that since then, more cities have become 5G ready. Everything is ramping up. Free speech is getting clamped down on. Censorship is so bad that people can't have a simple, healthy debate about anything slightly controversial. And this information we cover is now, I feel, being ridiculed so much that people who are not awake to it are not going to want to look into it because they've been sold a tainted version of it, and the debates have been framed. So 5G is also
I think, the new internet. And so it's going to be this complete control of information. I see it all as one thing ramping up together, and it feels like soon we won't even be able to have this conversation put out into the major internet sources. It feels like they're going to shut out the real truth seekers and speakers, which they already kind of are, from the internet just from a year ago. So how has this whole 5G developed since about a year ago when we last talked?
Oh, yeah, it's really moving forward in leaps and bounds. You know, the smart cities and everything they want to roll out, the social crediting system, what they've got in China. We've got a smart city developing here in Australia, Darwin. They're just saying the city up in the Northern Territory is going to be Australia's first smart city, and they're adopting Chinese-style surveillance in the city. And I've already said it's so they can track people, so it'll move to social crediting. It's the same thing. We've actually had some success, though. We've got a barrister come on our side here in Australia, and he has been looking at the legal code and the legal code for each state, and he's been sort of redefining our approach to 5G. You know, a lot of the stuff we've been doing, we've been looking for these scientific specifications of electromagnetic radiation, the scientist reports, you know, a lot of scientists up in arms about it and all that sort of stuff. And we've been taking this sort of approach, and we're not getting a lot of legal success with it, but what this barrister has done is he has kind of gone to each state in Australia, and he's looked at the legal code for each state and the what defines an assault, what constitutes an assault in each state. So, you know, if you're under an assault, I mean, every person who lives in a house has is allowed quiet enjoyment, is entitled to quiet enjoyment in their own home. You can't live in your own home in a state of fear if you are that you're under an assault. You know, if it's got your neighbor playing loud music or someone's threatening to come and, you know, throw rocks through your windows or things. I mean, if you're living in your home in a state of fear and you're not able to live your life in quiet enjoyment, then you are under assault, basically. So what he is suggesting people do, and he's been having success with it, is find out what the legal code for your state is, find out what the legal definition of assault is, and then go and get a medical doctor to give you information regarding your exposure to electromagnetic radiation. Is it safe for you to be exposed to electromagnetic radiation? The type of readings that are coming out of these 5G towers. And you're going to find the doctors will say, no, it's not safe, and they'll write you out a medical certificate to give you their statement claiming that it's not safe for humans to be around these. And then you can take that to the telco and say, well, this constitutes an assault under the criminal code of my state. You are now assaulting me, and I'm not able to live my life in quiet enjoyment in my own home because this tower is nearby and I'm feeling threatened by it. You know, so this is working. We're having success by using this technique. So that's something I've been suggesting people look into in the United States, is find out what the criminal code is for your state, find out what constitutes an assault, and then go and get a doctor's report on the dangers of electromagnetic radiation to the human body. And there you go. You have all the evidence to show the legal system why you believe you are under an assault, and that you're not able to live your life in quiet enjoyment. And very often you'll find that they have no choice but to pull the tower down because they can't change the criminal code. This isn't something politicians can legislate. I mean, this is the criminal code, you know. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. And we've been having a lot of success with it. I'm actually going to try to get this guy on the show because I only went to a meeting last week and found out about this approach. And it's so simple that it's beautiful. So I'm going to try to get this guy on the show in the next couple of weeks and interview him just to get the word out to people about how to approach this so I don't get any of the details wrong, you know?
Yeah, well, that's good news on that side of things. So in Darwin, you said they've introduced the social crediting system. Are they already 5G ready up there,
well,
or over there in Darwin?
They haven't introduced the social crediting system, but that's where it's going to go to. It's the whole Chinese system. If you look at the social crediting system and the surveillance system they've got in place in China, that's just what they're adopting into Darwin now. They're just building it now. It's not operational yet, but they're building the infrastructure for it now, and they're basing it on the Chinese and Korean models. So this is all going to lead to social crediting. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same system they've got in China. So, I mean, just making Darwin smart and saying, like openly saying, it's about surveillance and being able to put up what they're saying are virtual fences around offenders. So what constitutes a virtual fence? By virtual fence, they will mean limiting your purchasing power. It's social crediting. They're just wording it differently. So you can see how they're kind of slipping it in under the carpet by constructing this smart city and how they're kind of wording it in the article.
I see, yeah. So have you noticed other countries resisting 5G? I know here in the U.S., they're trying to be on this 5G race, but has there been other resistance around the world you've noticed?
Well, there's been certain cities, like there's been Brussels have said no 5G in Brussels. Mm-hmm. There's been about four or five cities in Europe that have said no 5G allowed in their cities. But, you know, most countries are pushing it forward. The people are speaking out against it, but the countries themselves are trying to push it forward. So that's the problem, you know. But we are having success. I mean, people are finding a way around it. You know, like I said, with the criminal code and what constitutes an assault and all this sort of stuff. And this is the way we have to look at it, really. I mean, it's quite sensible when you think about looking at it that way. You know, and no matter how dysfunctional the legal system is, you know, if we can use it against itself, then maybe that will work. And that in that sort of respect, it doesn't matter if the people around you are still asleep and they're not going to wake up to it. If you've done this, like the guy who did it in Sydney, they did it in one suburb in Sydney. They did this approach, and apparently they've stopped the rollout. This telco company that was going to roll out 5G across Sydney has cancelled it. Has cancelled their rollout. So, you don't need everybody to do it. Even the people who are asleep, it doesn't matter. We don't need everybody to wake up. We just need the people who are awake to get a little bit of focus in how they approach this. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of different conflicting views put out there about 5G. I'm hearing from some people, well, these are all the official sources, of course, but they're trying to tell us here that the 1 millimeter wave doesn't penetrate beyond the skin surface and it's just fine. And then you'll see on the same news reports, they'll give somebody a little chance to speak about how it does disrupt the cells within our body. So I feel like they're trying to just put out that it's mostly good, but they want to put out a little bit of that because there's enough of a voice out there speaking against it that they can't ignore it. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, well, again, some of the stuff as well, the standards people need to look at, and I don't know the right figures here, so I'll probably botch the actual numbers, but just by way of example, the people who work on the 5G towers, the actual technicians, their exposure, the safe exposure limit for them is something like, you know, 20 whatever it is, 20 RMS or 20 REMS, or I don't know. I mean, I don't know the right lingo. That's what I mean. I don't want to get this wrong. But just say think about it as like 1.5 volts or something like that, you know. That's the safe exposure. And the safe exposure limit for the public is actually 200 as compared to 2 or whatever, or 20. So it's like 10 times higher, or 200 times, 20 times higher than what the is set for the standard for safe exposure for the people who are working on it. And when we were doing readings in the field the other day, when we were having a 5G meeting, we were doing the readings, they say the safe exposure is like 200, a level of 200 or whatever. And we were getting 240 in the field we were standing in. So even it's above their standards of safety anyway, but even their standards are set to be, you know, 100 times higher than what they are for the workers. So you got to look at the, and like I said, I don't know the right numbers. I don't want to get, I don't want to be on here talking about and giving you the figures that I'm not sure of, but yeah. Just by way of a comparison, you know, it's like 200 times higher. What they're setting for the safe public standard is 200 times higher than what they set for the actual workers. So that should be, you know, a little bit of a red flag for everybody as well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that 10% of the utility workers are suicidal. They've been showing signs that they've gotten too much exposure, and a lot of them have gone into facilities, or they've actually committed suicide. And that's documented already, that they're getting exposed to way too much. And that's before the 5G. That's just 4G technology. But have you noticed any places that are fully 5G yet in Australia?
None that are fully 5G yet that I know of. You know, they're having a big pushback against it here. I mean, they're having trouble rolling it out because the people really don't want it. You know, they're promoting it as much as they can, but there's all sorts of action happening on the ground. Like everybody I speak to, there's little action groups in every community. And if people can start approaching it via the criminal code the way this barrister's suggesting, this is going to stop it in every community. Because once the legal precedent is set in the state, then how can they go back on that? They've got to try to find a way around it, and they can't find a way around the criminal code, and they can't find a way around basic assault laws. So if the only way they can find a way around it is to find a safe technology, a safe frequency that doesn't put people under assault. So I think this is the way to stop it. I really do. And I don't think that they're going to get through, which is going to really stop a lot of this stuff. I mean, these smart cities and all the stuff they want to do, you need an enormous amount of wireless bandwidth to run all this sort of stuff, you know, the IoT and everything they want to do. Without 5G, they won't be able to do it. And if we can start viewing this as an assault against our person, then we can nip it in the bud before it gets rolled out.
Yeah, well, that's the way right there. I'm glad to hear it, because I'm not seeing a whole lot here in Hawaii. Hawaii's always rolling things out slower than most of the other states. We're always behind, but I am seeing a lot of utility workers. Looks like they're working double time lately, but I did talk to our utility internet providers here, and they said it's not happening anytime soon, which gives us enough time, at least here in Hawaii, to buy time to do exactly what you're talking about, which is really good. But maybe let's just talk a little bit about, for those that are still kind of on the fence about 5G, whether it's going to be good or bad, let's talk about the control factor of 5G to any newcomer, to the nefarious aspects of it. I mean, to me, the whole thing is nefarious, but what are the iron hand closing in on us scenarios that are being rolled out at lightning speed, the constant surveillance? What are the things that people need to know about the privacy and all that?
Well, the Internet of Things, you know, what the Internet of Things really is, what it really means, you know, it's about surveillance to the nth degree. It really is. Like they're saying, everything will have a microchip, everything will have an IP address, everything from plant bottles, pill bottles to plant waters will have an IP address. So it means everything you pick up and everything you move, everywhere you go, it's all tracked. I mean, this happens with our mobile phones already. You know, the amount of surveillance. You know, your mobile phone will measures barometric pressure and all sorts of stuff like that. You know, when it knows when you get into a car, it knows when it's moving along the road, it knows when you get out of a car. If it knows the starting point where you began, it can figure out exactly where you've gone and the route you took, the people you interacted with along the way, everything. And it's getting worse and worse. This is what the IoT and the surveillance grid is all about. And we're getting to a point where the most private of conversations will be monitored in your bedroom, I mean, by your smart clock, your smart toaster in the kitchen, your smart fridge. It's all listening to you, everything. Even Alexa now, even the people who run Alexa have claimed, have openly admitted, yeah, we listen to people's private conversations in their bedrooms, you know, just when we're doing nothing else because it's just something to do, you know. So everything is about mass surveillance. And underneath this, underneath it, like the 5G system is also a weapons system. If you look at DARPA patents and you look at any type of electromagnetic weapons system that the military has ever used, it's all 5G powered. That's the carrier wave for it. So when you think about it, you've got a system which is monitoring your every move and your every action and your every comment, every conversation, everything you're thinking about and doing. You get to a point where you say something out of line that the government doesn't like, it has the potential to disable you through this system. You know, it's an active denial system. You know, we're allowing a weapons-grade system to be put in place, blanket over all of our cities and countries under the guise of a communication system. And like I said, every type of military-grade electromagnetic weapon you can think of, it's all 5G powered. So you've got to ask the question, do you trust your governments with this type of power? Because this is giving ultimate control into the hands of very, very few people. And if you look at the history of the world, Well, government is the leading cause of death in the world. In the last century, there were 262 million people killed by their own governments. That does not even take wars into account. That's not even killing people in other countries. Yeah. That's people killed by their own governments. And don't think it won't happen here, because it will. Now, we shouldn't be giving this type of power into the hands of these people. You know, and even when you look at all the health defects and all the health aspects, the way it's going to destroy organic food, the way all the insects are dropping out of the sky, the birds drop out of the sky when they do these 5G tests. It's not good for us. We don't need downloads this fast, that we should be allowing governments, you know, these people who've run the world into the ground, you know, basically a criminal system, this whole political system. We shouldn't be giving this type of power to these people. It's complete insanity for us to be doing so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I could definitely go on a rant about government, because there's just no end to all the corruption, and we never needed it in the first place. Have you noticed this information of this resistance against 5G being kind of pinned in one corner or another, or is the resistance coming from all kinds of walks of life, everybody who, no matter what political spectrum they're caught in or whatever, have you noticed it's broader than that?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I saw at the meeting last Saturday, there were hippies there, there were activists there like me, there were farmers, there were housewives, there was a barrister, you know. So, yeah, it's from all walks of life. Everybody's standing up against this. It's actually something that's bringing people together in many ways, because people are seeing that it's an actual threat. And, you know, it's also good because they're seeing that they can do something about it. You know, it's kind of empowering them when they get the right information of how to go about it. It's kind of empowering as well. So, yeah, I mean, they're going about things too fast. The criminals are going about things too fast, and it's waking people up. And we do have the tools to be able to circumvent this, but ultimately we are the tools. We are the ones. You know, we've got to realize the power we all have if we just choose to stand up and make our voices heard and stop wanting someone else to come along and fix things for us. You know, stand up and say your truth. Stand up and speak your truth, and stand up and demand these assaults against your body stop, and that your politicians start behaving themselves or leave. I mean, that's what we need to do, you know, grow a backbone. And once we do that, we'll change the world, brother. But, yeah, it's all walks of life. A lot of people are standing up to it, and this is something that is bringing the people together.
That's positive. And I'm glad that from a year ago when we last talked, that it's looking better, actually, than when we last talked. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. It was a while ago when we last talked.
Yeah, it was a year ago, and we talked about, you know, I had on Alana Freeland and Matt Landman, and we did that interview, and it was kind of discouraging because when I put out the podcast, I was thinking, geez, you know, there's not a lot I can say that's great about this topic, but as from your on the ground kind of resistance, it sounds like things are picking up speed. The resistance is getting larger.
Well, it is. I mean, the more they try to shut us down, they're trying so desperately to shut us down, shutting down channels, limiting search results. Now, you can't even find anything decent if you search on YouTube or Google or anything anymore. You just get mainstream results. Yeah. You know, you go searching for 5G. You go searching for 5G dangers, or you'll get a mainstream FCC report telling you that we've eliminated all the dangers, you know. So, you know, they're controlling everything, and I think people are noticing this. They're noticing that they can't find the stuff they want. They're noticing that the internet's changing. They're noticing that things are just rolling out at random, and that the world isn't going to change if they don't participate. So, yeah, I mean, it is positive. And it did look pretty dismal, and it still does look pretty dismal in a lot of ways. And even with what I'm saying, it's important that people don't just hear this and think, oh, that's great, it's all changing, I don't have to do anything. You know, you do have to do something. You've got to go and get involved. Go and get a doctor's certificate. Go and find out what the assault laws are in your state, and go and take action yourself. You know, the more people who do it, the better. And it's empowering for people to do it. It's inspiring for people to do it. Even going and doing this and making the call, and finding out who to write to and filling out the forms and getting the affidavit and getting the doctor's report and sending it off, it's an empowering thing to do. And once you've done that, actually, you know, the blinkers start to fall away a little bit. The glaze starts to come off your eyes, and you think, well, yeah, I just made a difference. What else can I do? You know, so it's kind of very motivational for people to be taking these simple steps, and they are simple steps, and they're very easy, very practical steps. But if people aren't prepared to do them, then we're not going to make any difference. You know, all we can do with these radio shows is offer these perspectives to people, and you know, tell them how they can make a difference in their own community. But it's up to them to do it. You know, I get so many letters from people saying, you know, can you tell me where to find an action group in my community? Be someone from Arizona or something. And I live in Australia, man. I don't know where the action group is in your community. Get out and find it yourself. And I can't come and save your village or your community. I get hundreds of letters like this, and I just can't keep up with them. And I can't be there for everybody. I can't give advice to everybody. All we can do is put it out here on the shows and hope that people will hear the message and, you know, practically apply it in their community themselves. You know, put it into practical application. That's what we need. Just get outside and get motivated, and that will change things. But we are making a difference, brother. I mean, the more negative they try to make it, the more people stand up. I mean, people are realizing their backs are at the wall, and it is time for them to stand up and make a difference if they want to have a future at all. So yeah, it's kind of working. I mean, it's working against them. You know, the more they try to do it, the more they expose themselves, because they're moving too fast now and they're kind of stumbling over themselves. And I think their hubris is bringing them undone, because they think, well, you know, all this 5G is now, we've got them, there's nothing they can do. But hey, there is, and we are.
That's right, yeah. These podcasts are not just for entertainment, infotainment, they're for action. And, you know, I always feel like, well, that's the least I can do as a podcast, but there's so much more we can do. We just need to get out of our house, get off the screen, get off the internet, and actually do things in real life, and we will see an impact, because one person can make a lot of difference, definitely, and two, even more, and so on and so on. So thanks, Max, for coming on to the show and giving a great positive message about such a dark dystopian future. We do have the option of action, and it really does work. So I appreciate you coming
on. It does.
Yeah.
It does, brother. And thanks for asking me to go on and happy to come on and have a chat anytime. And yeah, get involved, folks. Get out and get involved. We've got the tools now. Just get out and make a difference yourself, and we can stop this. We don't need everyone to do it. That's the comforting part about it. Once we set the legal precedent, then that's it. It's done.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, thanks for coming on, Max, and you're welcome on anytime.
So what's the big deal with 5G? Imagine a future where hundreds of real-time connected cars travel down a highway, each of them knowing exactly where every other car is around them without any human input. In fact, all controllable robots and devices will benefit from 5G connectivity, spanning from factories where robots can communicate their tasks to each other wirelessly to new farming techniques that use coordinated drones to plant, monitor, and water crops autonomously. That's why companies are pouring billions of dollars into building an entire new infrastructure of transmitters every few hundred meters in every direction. So for now, you'll have to wait a little bit to take advantage of the self-driving car, no-lag gaming, and drone farming future. But once it's here, things are going to get a whole lot faster and a whole lot easier.
Yep, and it's always a pleasure to have Max Egan on the show, even in a short segment like that, just the way that he can basically freestyle in his own right, all this stuff coming, you know, to his head as he talks, because he's been thinking about this so long and focusing on it that it just comes out, you know, and I really always enjoy his take on things, because he gets down to the real, you know, he doesn't mess around with, you know, all these side trips. He, you know, he really looks at it, and that's really important on this show too, and I like to do the same. But taking all this into consideration, I think this move to 5G is a serious step in the wrong direction. I mean, obviously, especially if you know the intentions of the hidden hand that's running the world. Okay, let's say that you don't believe in this hidden hand, and it's just too much for you, you know, and there's no nefarious agenda behind it rolling out, and it's all just for the progression of technology and faster downloading. It's going to destroy our health one way or another. I mean, just as a byproduct of using this technology and the price we pay for using it, or it's, again, a more nefarious agenda to kill us off, or they really don't care. But even in an article by Digital Trends, which is, I guess, some kind of tech magazine, you know, they're suggesting there's nothing wrong with 5G. And it says, according to expert agencies and the studies we have so far, there's nothing to suggest that 5G millimeter waves
is a significant health risk, but it's clear there is more research to be done on the subject. If you're the type to be cautious, it's always possible to reduce RF radiation exposure. Try sleeping with your phone away from your bed at night, for example. Not only will it give you a peace of mind, but it will also promote a healthier bedtime routine, a win-win for your health. And so you see, they're saying studies we have so far, and they haven't been studying it at all. And who are these expert agencies? They don't even say who they are. Experts. Always leave it to the experts. And you know, even they're kind of saying that to put a little caution toward it. But you know, they're full of shit. They don't know anything. So knowing what the elite say in their own writings, and just looking at how much they are control freaks, you know, through all the institutions of society, you know, whatever you want to pick, you'll find this massive control that's hidden in the guise of your security, or whatever you want to call it, the way that things are supposed to be run, right? Well, there's no doubt in my mind that it's for the design of mass control. This whole 5G, look at what kind of control freaks your government is already, whatever government you have. Government is the leading cause of death, as Max said, in the last century. 262 million last century, not counting wars. And think about this century. I mean, we don't even know, you know, how many people are dying of unknown illnesses brought on by poison in the air from all the shit they're dumping on us, and water and foods and everything that we ingest, and all this soup of radiation around us. I mean, what's that going to do to us? Not good. Not good at all. And so, you know, this is being brought about by all of our governments, the FCC in the case of the United States. But look at the kind of surveillance you are already under. All under this guise of security. Just now, well, it's only going to get worse. 5G is a weapon system since the inception of the millimeter wave. It's been this thing since. It pulses frequencies that can control large swaths of the population. It burns the skin. It was created by and for the military. And all this technology always comes from the military. And, you know, they've been using it for a long time and doing all these things with it as a weapon system. It didn't come out of some nerd in his garage that invented some really cool technology, guys. You know, this is what they've always wanted. This is the system that they've always wanted. It's always been the plan. And if you look at the top of your phone screen, you will often see the initials LTE, and that stands for Long Term Evolution. And if you think about it like this, I mean, not just the technology, this has all been a long-term plan. I mean, look at the timeline, and I've gone over this before. Everybody started getting cell phones around 2000, give or take, and up. I mean, yes, there was a push in the late 90s, but around 2000, they became more integrated into society, and then once they could do, I think it was 2G, they could start, you know, texting, and anyway, they got you hooked on the internet. They got you so you can access it anywhere. They want you to have it. They got you hooked on social media, and that's more than half of the people that are glued to their phones all day. That's what they're looking at. I mean, I actually sometimes eavesdrop, not to be nosy, but I just see what's on people's screens. It's always a Facebook or an Instagram or one of those kind of things, you know. And so now we're getting to the next phase of all this. I mean, you can really look at this timeline coinciding with the introduction of the chemtrail spraying. 9/11, when that happened around 2000, mass security measures. And this is when the left-right paradigm became a much bigger divide. Remember when they pushed in George W. Bush and you know, that really made the divide bigger. That was right at 2000. And then at the same time, lots of corporate mergers and takeovers constantly happening. One corporation eating up the other, and plus all the false flags and the school shootings. All this has happened in this timeline, in the same timeline in which they got you hooked on all this technology. And look at what Max said. The bombardment of radiation is an assault. It's an assault on humanity and the living planet. And in that is something that we have to really look at it like, you know. So none of this evolution has been good. I mean, is this evolution of modern technology really good? Because really, it's in the hands of these elite the whole time. I mean, even if you go back into, you know, lesser technologies, look at the television. It was designed to bring mind control into the home from the very get-go. I remember that, what's his name? Philo Farnsworth, the creator of the television, said that he wouldn't let his own children watch it. And you hear that about, Steve Jobs, and all, he wouldn't give his children an iPad. You know, they know something. Just the simple way that it puts you into alpha state with a TV, or any screen really, it puts you in eight seconds as soon as you watch it. And that's not by accident. And I feel that if technology itself is really a natural evolution from innocent people, such as some nerd in his garage or whatever, that it wouldn't have evolved this way. It just wouldn't have compiled this way. And I honestly don't think that this modern technology was brought about by humans. I mean, you can diss on me all you want for thinking that, but look at how fast it just keeps growing and evolving. They've been unpacking it on the human race at a monumental speed, and that's this same evolution. When I was thinking about, like, from a regular person, would take much longer if it were just being done by ordinary innocent people. It's being rushed in. It's faster and faster. It's as if we're at the other end of some endless supply that has an end game to it. And 5G and all this compilation of everything together is kind of that end game. You know, aliens, advanced race or not, or whatever, I don't know. But I know that none of this technology is really, really helping our lives that much. And it's not human. It's not humane. It's not coming from consciousness. It isn't consciousness-based. It's just replacing our natural instincts and destroying our practical skills. Whether it's spell check to spell a word right on your any of your devices, or GPS and navigate us and show us how to get here. You know, I feel like if GPS were taken away, people would have no sense of direction and couldn't practically find their way out of a wet paper bag. I mean, seriously, at least the younger generations now, we lose our natural skills and we become lazy. Man has lost his way, but modern man has lost his address. G.K. Chesterton. That's a quote, and it's so true. I mean, we've lost a lot from this technology. And as I've said before, I'm not a Luddite, but how great is your life since the introduction of these smartphones? Convenient, maybe. Maybe it's convenient. Maybe there's some pluses, and I can say that there is. But personally, I've never been more stressed out in my life since I've owned one. And it's upped my anxiety, and it's like you never get a break from it. You know, and you need to. You need to turn that thing off. I mean, really, we shouldn't even have them if we were smarter and it wasn't so integrated into society and you just have to have one for this and that. But, yeah, it's convenient. But at what price? What price? In the meantime, we're losing our attention spans and our abilities to communicate properly. I mean, how many times have you misread the meaning behind a text? How many times have you got upset about it? And then that's actually a huge epidemic. It's happening all over the place. It's been happening. And then you actually talk to the person in person, and they're like, oh, what I meant to say was actually blah, 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 you know? And what are these phones and devices really for? It's supposed to be about communication, at least partly, yet we're more disconnected, and we don't communicate more than ever, really. You know, it's crazy. And I see everyone caught up in looking at, you know, on these devices, basically the best parts of each other's lives. So you go see your friend and they're posted their vacation, because that's what people post. They don't post when they fell in the mud, or that they, I don't know, you know, got shit on by a bird or whatever. And why do we want our lives so public anyway? That's what people are mainly using these devices for social media. And I've said before, and I'll say it again and again on the show, we have access to all the world's information, and what are we actually using it for? Selfish reasons to take pictures of ourselves and show off and expand our ego. And sure, I see some benefits of social media. I'm not throwing the whole thing out as far as connecting to people across the world and everything, but what we are ultimately doing is we're giving all of our data to unknown sources, and we're linking a spider web-like family tree of connectivity so a godlike source can bird's eye view and look into all of our lives and see how many degrees of separation we really are, and and know who's connected to who. They know more than that than we do, and that's the crazy thing, because we're giving it all out freely. And what are these devices really? They're homing devices. They are tracking devices, and they want everybody to have one. And I've always thought that these phones and everything have become like the mirror in Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? People go to their screens for that very comfort of getting likes on Facebook or Instagram. They want to be the fairest one of them all. Oh, am I good today? They're going there for attention. Because they're not getting it, I guess, in the real world. They want it all. And then something encouraging because of the lack. So they need that reinforcement that they're okay, basically going in. And it's an ego game. It's what it is. It's an ego game for a lot of people. And you can ask whatever you want out of the internet. So it is kind of like the mirror. Or as Max Egan brought into my attention, that these things are actually like scrying mirrors. Look them up. What scrying mirrors are, I'll give you a little definition. Scrying mirrors are a divination tool for looking into past lives and past, present, and future events. The black scrying mirror, also known as the magic mirror, is a powerful metaphysical tool. It can reveal to the user secret hidden knowledge and clairvoyant ability, and can act as a portal to other planes of existence in our universe. I mean, yeah, you can go to any plane of existence in the virtual world if you want. If you want to find a group of people that likes to pin raccoon tails on themselves and join that group, you can. If you want to learn about stargates, you can. If you want to learn about the tree that's in your yard, you can do that. If you want to learn how to build a bridge, you can do that. I mean, if you want to find people that take pictures of their poop and comment on it, and you probably can. I don't know. But I mean, seriously, that's how everything is out there. Any plane of existence you want. And I don't think you want that one, though. But it's so easy. That's the problem. And you want the answer to some tech problem or, say, some stall in your construction project? You got it. I use it too. I'm not saying that I don't, but I'm just saying I'm just showing you what it obviously is also. But we often don't retain this information. We often, in fact, do you even remember much about the last educational Google search you did? No, you probably don't, because what happened is you use that information to get whatever it was you got done, and then it's gone. So you don't often retain these kind of things. They say humanity is getting better at multitasking because of all this information everywhere. Because, we can search for this, read here, then skip over to this thing, read here. But none of that is thorough. I mean, look what it does. We go from here to here to here and then over there, and we're all fragmented, and the internet is changing the way our brains process this information. And it's not really that good. Multitasking is not really that great of a thing. I mean, yeah, it works as far as getting things done for a job in society. It gets things done in your world as far as trying to, fit things in tight time slots. But what it doesn't do right is really dig into something and allow your brain to process. I mean, how often do you focus on just one thing for hours and hours? That's why I think that there used to be better movies made. Yes, partly because they're out of ideas, but also because people don't spend enough time making an idea. It takes literally years to make a masterpiece of not just a movie, but anything. So we're not doing that anymore. We're like, oh, wait, somebody text me, wait, and that takes your attention away. This isn't about 5G. I mean, this isn't only about it. This is the whole picture here. I mean, we need to question this whole evolution of technology and now this capstone they're putting on top, the 5G. All of this world in the internet is just virtual. It doesn't exist beyond the screen you were looking at. And even this show. I mean, that's why you want to back things up still. Burn things onto CDs if you have the ability, which they took that away, and flash drives. You know, you need that stuff. You still should have physical media. DVDs, CDs, don't let them go. Keep them. I think it's a good idea. Just, I know it takes up space and whatever, but it's worth it. This evolution of technology came from intellect, but it did not come from wisdom. It's left consciousness at the door, and it never asked also if it's right. It just did it. And that's the thing, you know, especially when all this technology is coming from the military, which is used for, you know, applications as far as control and warfare and killing. This isn't coming from the heart. None of this. And there is right and wrong. And people need to remember that. So 5G is the next evolution of this, and a very dark turn for humanity if we don't put a stop to it. But, you know, as Max said, there's some good news on that. I mean, and I wouldn't, you know, just say, oh, all right, well, good, we're fine, as we said. You're still a lot of work to be done to do. But the good news is, if you're a Hawaii resident, and I know I have a small Hawaii listening audience, but hey, you know, I called some local internet carriers, and I got this.
The company that's committed to Hawaii. My name is Betty. May I have your name and billing telephone number I will be helping you with today?
No, actually, I'm just calling to ask a simple question.
I can probably give you a simple answer.
Okay. When is Hawaii going to have 5G?
Instead of a 1?
No, 5G,
which is the
fifth generation technology. When are they going to install that?
I have no idea if they even thought about something like that.
Thanks for calling Spectrum. My name is Marlene. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just had a question, unrelated. I just wanted to know when Honolulu is going to get 5G.
Oh, we haven't heard anything yet.
Going to be 5G, a while?
5G, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a while.
Like years?
But once we do, though, I don't know. We haven't heard anything.
Clueless automaton people, oftentimes when you call anywhere, and you can't really get to the heart of the matter. Well, anyway, I decided that instead I'll call the FCC.
Hello, you reached the FCC. My name is Elizabeth. Can I thank you, and how can I help you today?
I live here in the state of Hawaii, and I was curious to know when 5G will be available.
All right. Let me see if I can provide you with that information. I'm not too sure. One moment, okay?
Okay.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding. So, I spoke with my supervisor, and that's why it took long. And basically, he stated, I can't give you a definite answer because it depends on the carrier and where you have rolled out.
Okay. So,
have you tried to contact your carrier and ask them?
Yeah, they don't know.
Okay. Okay, now, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I saw here. Yeah, I was trying to look up information as well, but I didn't really see much either.
Do you know why there's a 5G race?
Are you saying a 5G race?
Yeah, there's a race to put it in. Do you know why is there a race to put it in?
To put it in or put an end?
No, to put it in, like to install it across the United States. There's this big race to put it in, kind of with China, I guess. You don't know anything about that?
I mean, I've heard of it. Like, it's not anything that we are. It's been addressed to us recently.
Uh-huh.
But I did hear about the China whole situation.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, I it's something that we haven't been really trained in yet.
Mm.
Since it has not really become. I mean, we got some information,
yeah.
But not too much. Let me see.
Well, it's all right. Do you know the health implications of 5G?
I should be able
apparently
to.
Apparently, the FCC hasn't tested it, and they're just putting it in. And the millimeter wave is highly carcinogenic, but the FCC is just not paying attention to that, and they're just putting it in. So I'm just wondering if you've looked into that information yourself at all.
All right, I'm looking at information here. One second.
Okay.
Right here it says the FCC is updating infrastructure policy and encouraging the private sector to invest in 5G networks. So I don't believe that we're not looking into it. I mean, right here it stated that we're encouraging a private sector to invest into 5G networks.
Right. But the chairman said that, Tom Wheeler said that they're putting it in without testing, really. They're just going to roll it out so fast that they haven't had time to test this kind of technology, whether it's healthy for the population to have that high of a dose of radiation. And so I don't really feel like many people are aware of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you yourself have looked into it, but I encourage you to look into it, on your own time. Just check it out for yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it affects everyone, including you and your family.
I've never actually looked into it. You know, there's so many things going on throughout the day. I've never even looked into it, but definitely going to look into it. Now, I'm looking into it a lot more, because, like I said, this is my first call about it, so...
Okay.
But other than that, there really isn't much information on here.
All right. Well, thanks for all your time and everything. Look into it for yourself and see what you come up with about the health implications of 5G. And I think it kind of will kind of open your eyes a little bit to what's going on. And it's not something that's in the best favor of humanity. So check it out. And thanks for all your time.
Very typical government. Nobody knows anything. And that's how they carry out things on the compartmentalized level. That's how the world runs, is things just work because everybody just does stuff on a need-to-know basis, and they never do any research. Nobody does any research because they're too busy working, and I get that. But in this day and age where we live in a society where this kind of stuff is happening, then we really need to be doing research, and I hope she did. Maybe she did, you know, I don't know. But I don't know. We do know that things like, you hear things like President Trump says, I want 5G and even 6G technology in the United States as soon as possible. It is far more powerful, faster, and smarter than the current standard. American companies must step up their efforts or get left behind. There is no reason that we should be lagging behind on. So, 6G, I mean, maybe that's what 666 is in the Bible, if there's any accurate truth and relevance to that in the prophecy. I mean, well, who knows? But, you know, that's not even available yet, and 5G is just barely rolling out, really. He also says the race to 5G is on and America must win. It's like, really? And I really don't pay much attention to news and lamestream media because that's where they want your head stuck in. And that's why I don't go there, because you can pull stuff from there, but it may not have any impact on what's really going on whatsoever. So although he says all that stuff, it doesn't sound like it's coming here too soon, at least in Hawaii and possibly other places too. We're lucky in Hawaii. We're always behind. But it seems like even these 5G cities are 5G ready, they call them. And I don't know exactly what that means. I've been trying to figure that out. But I don't think it's completely on yet and standardized. I could be wrong. I don't live in these places. I know that the social crediting system is not implemented yet because the whole thing isn't totally standardized across the countries. But it will, and this is the big long-term plan that they want. I think it may take longer than we think, and that's good, but it doesn't mean that you should sit your ass down and let it take over. We need to fight it now. Do what you can in your community. I mean, for example, I have a draft written to stop 5G due to the native birds here in Hawaii, the native bird population, because here in Hawaii we have more endemic endangered birds than anywhere in the world, and that might be key to stopping it here. Birds you only find here in the world, hanging on by a thread, types of species that are just really rare. And because 5G affects birds, I used the example that happened in Holland when they tested a 5G mast to their railway system in a park and it killed 300 birds. When we lose birds, we lose the important greeting we wake up to every day, that cheerful greeting, you know, that's kind of like God saying hello, or whatever you want to call it. That's the new day, saying hello, and it's so important we have the birds. When we lose birds, I mean, it's not a very cheerful world. And, you know, that's just an example of what I'm going to do besides doing this show and whatever else I can do. And you can do, you do what you can do, wherever you're at. Try to put a stop to this. Like Max said, not everybody has to get involved, but enough people that are motivated to do so that can make the biggest impact possible. So I'm going to leave it here. This is part one of this series. And part two with Alana Freeland, we're really going to go take this to another level. And I figured that this episode would have been too long, so I cut it in half here. And next episode will be with Alana Freeland, so look forward to that. Well, that pretty much sums it up right there. So that's part one of 5G tyranny in a cute little package. Well, anyway, if you enjoy the show, please help spread the word. This show is all listener-based, and all you guys out there can help by just spreading the word, and hopefully this kind of information goes somewhere that helps people in their awareness and their ability to jam down the system. If you would like to support this show, please go to the website, chantitdownradio.com, and you can go to the support page, or you can become a Patreon supporter. I don't get on there a lot, but anyway, I don't even get on the radio a lot. In fact, I haven't been doing radio for a while. It just hasn't fit into my schedule, but it will just have to be this thing I do on the side of my busy schedule, and here and there, you'll get a great episode. If you want me to do it more, help support the show, that's all I can really say. If you have any questions, comments, guest considerations, anything like that, please email me at peoplebeyondthis@gmail.com. All right, well, I'm out of here. Enjoy a little freestyle. Welcome. The belt comes loose. Come and don't get induced by the system that uses your juice and doesn't give you a boost and only makes you feel loose and you lose. You were loser when you conform to the ways of conformity and the storm that be in the center. You be in the center. You want to go and enter. Why don't you enter the future and look at the life of the people? People are not sharp like steeples. They're not equal. People need to get off the evil and start to do things different so they can be the one to not repeat the whole history that's been going around and around and the
circle. People are strangled till they're turning purple. We got a workload. We got so many people that need to work, so they can't even think about anything there, and they don't even know what they're worth. So, you know, we got to be the one to come out and turn those knobs and gears and buttons and do all these things in this function of a cog in a machine. You're a cog in a machine. It's fogging up your what your eyes should be seeing, so you can actually be a human being with wings and fly and get out and see the outside and not reside in the inside where it's slow and your skin dries and you begin to understand and ingest these lies, the lies that have come through the tell lie vision, giving you life that's not risen. You're stuck in a prison. You're fizzing in a can of soda when you're shaking up, and I'm taking up this to the people that need to understand that this is a mistake right now. We're taking up into this level of construction of the 5G system and its dysfunction. Everybody pushing buttons. I'm coming all of a sudden, erupting and sudden and shoving away the system that's crumbling around us. Don't you see? They want to impound us. We need to be boundless. Don't go where the boundaries, because we found keys. We found things. We found strings attached. You got to get out and hatch like an egg, because you got to take this to the next level. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to want to get out. You got to be throwing the pebbles and the rocks and everything. You need to be doing this step and then get out of the threshold to the next level, to the place where you know for the find the pace, so we can find the page that we want to be on. And don't be like a Klingon. Don't be like a vampire sucking. Don't be a succubus, because you're sucking shit. And it sucks when you get so wrapped up in the system like a tight little belt. You got to let it all come out and let the pain just melt. And tell you what I felt, the open up like a loose belt.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.